and what did he say? He went to the jailhouse and what did he say? I killed Pretty Polly and I'm trying to get away. Thank you.
the door. Other voices sing the old song when the evening sun is low. Mother sang in Renfro Valley in the days of long ago. Back to Renfro Valley when I'm free from earthly care. Lay me back by dad and mother. Let me sleep forever there.
Hey there, welcome to another week of Bluegrass Highway. My name's Courtney Petrie, and I'm so glad you could join me this week. We just started out the show with Wilma Lee Cooper and Pretty Polly. Following that, we heard from Fiddlin' Arthur Smith with Paris Waltz. And last but not least, you were just listening to Mac Wiseman and the Osborne Brothers with Take Me Back to Renfro Valley. Well, next we're going to listen to a couple of gospel tunes. I've got the Churchmen to start it off. I've got a song for you called We'll Still Sing On.
When we get home,
when we get home,
some morning bright,
to that good land,
where comes no night, with all sing on. Oh, won't that be,
oh, won't that be
a happy day,
a happy day,
when we get there,
when we get there,
with him to stay,
with him to stay,
together
with
our loved ones gone,
our loved ones gone.
We'll sing and shout
around the throne.
sing on, we'll still sing on. No grief, no pain,
no grief, no pain,
no tear dimmed eyes,
no
dying
there,
no dying there,
no sad goodbye.
Sing on. 10 million years,
10 million,
10 million more,
and then 10 million,
or, we'll all be there,
we'll all be there,
with those now gone,
with those now gone,
found favor in his eyes. So God sent them a miracle, the only thing they longed for. Within the year they would hold a son, as Elisha prophesied. One day they ran from the field, brought the child to his mother. She held his head there on her knee until he died.
That was the Isaacs with It Is Well. We're going to find this one on an album called Radio Hits. Right before that, we heard from the Churchmen with We'll Still Sing On. That's going to be found on the album called On the Journey Home. Up next, we're going to listen to the Gibson Brothers. I got a song for you called Where Nobody Knows My Name.
Where can I go, buddy? Where can I hide? Where nobody knows my name. I hear the talk on this old mountainside. That red-headed girl is to blame. I'll be a number, I'll be a face, where everyone's treated the same. I'll miss my home, but it's my time to go, where nobody knows my name. Part of a crowd, a drop in a downpour of rain. Well, I'll learn how to dress and I'll learn how to talk when I step off that city bound train. My hillbilly heart, Lord, it needs a new start where nobody knows my name. Here they all know my business, they all know my past. There's not much to do, so they gossip and laugh. That red-headed girl is to blame. I'll be a number, I'll be a face, where everyone's treated the same. I'll miss my home, but it's my time to go, where nobody knows my name. I'll miss my home, but it's my time to go, where nobody knows my name.
I met my baby in the Portage online. I had to go, but she was looking so fine. My eyes were floating with love on my mind. I met my baby in the Portage online. She was standing there looking just like me. We had something in common. We both had a well. I stood there pacing, trying to look cool, just waiting for my turn to stand up to the stool. Well, I met my baby in the Portage online. I had to go and she was looking so fine. My eyes were floating with love on my mind. I met my baby in the Portage online. Well, I broke the ice and I said hello. She said, I can't talk, I really got to go. I said, don't worry, we're in the same boat. She said, it's a good thing, cause I'm about to make it float. Well, I met my baby in the Portage online. I had to go and she was looking so fine. My eyes were floating with love on my mind. I met my baby in the Portage online. Come on, tidy ho. Looking so fine, my eyes were
Well, you were just listening to Nothing Fancy with I Met My Baby in the Port-a-John Line. You're going to find this one on an album called Reflections. Right before that, we heard from the Gibson Brothers with Where Nobody Knows My Name. We're going to find this one on the album called Bonafide. Up next, we're going to listen to a live track from the Johnson Mountain Boys. This is from their album called Live at the Birchmere. And the title of the song is called Cumberland Gap.
Y'all. Good night.
There is a man upon the road. People flock unto his fold. But take your troubles off your shoulder. Take him in. Oh, when he knocks upon your door, take him in. He'll change your life forevermore. All along the way, the simple word he has to say, love your neighbor, that's the way, take him in. Oh, when he knocks upon your door, oh, take him in, he'll change your life forevermore, oh, take him in. And now he's standing at the gate, he's calling out, don't hesitate, believe without. So take him in. Oh, when he knocks upon your door, take him in. He'll change your life forevermore. Take him in. There is a man upon the road. People flock unto his fold. Take your troubles off your shoulder. Take him in. Oh, when he knocks upon your door, we'll take him in. He'll change your life forevermore, we'll take him in. Oh, when he knocks upon your door, we'll take him in. He'll change your life forevermore.
That was The Seldom Scene with Take Him In. We're going to find this one on the album called Scene 20, 20th Anniversary Concert Disc. Right before that, we heard from the Johnson Mountain Boys with Cumberland Gap, and that's going to be found on the album called Live at the Birchmere. Well, up next, we're going to listen to Tim O'Brien with Daryl Scott. They're going to do a... This is from an album called Real Time, which basically they got together. I don't remember if it was Tim's living room or Daryl's living room, but nonetheless, they basically set up mics in either of their living rooms and recorded this album all in a matter of maybe a day. It was something quite fast, that's for sure. Anyway, it came out really well, and this particular song is called Little Sadie.
City and shut it down. I I went back home and I got into bed, 44 pistol under my head. I woke up the next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies are standing in line. The gents and the gamblers are standing around and taking little Sadie to a burying ground. He said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. Remember the city at first degree, and the second degree. You got on your papers, won't be serving to me. His right hand. He said 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball in
Thank you.
You were just listening to the infamous String Dusters with No More to Leave You Behind. This actually comes from their very first album called Fork in the Road. I believe that song, Fork in the Road, the title track of that album in particular, was written by Chris Jones. It's a great song. I think it even won Song of the Year at one point or another. But nonetheless, the title song you were just listening to was called No More to Leave You Behind. Right before that, we heard from Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott with Little Sadie. And we're going to find this on the album called Real Time. Up next, we're going to take a listen to Eddie and Martha Adcock. I've got a song for you called Amelia Earhart's Last Flight.
Was a ship out on the ocean, just a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying out that day. With her partner, Captain Noonan, on the 2nd of July, her plane fell in the ocean far away. There's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. The voice was brave. In the shark-infested waters, her plane went down that night. In the blue Pacific to a watery gray. There's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Now you have heard my story of that awful tragedy. We prayed that she might fly home safe again. For in years to come, though others blaze a trail across the sea, we'll never forget Amelia and her plane.
There's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Thank you.
on the banks of the river. Stood holding hands and making our vows. Swore we'd never part, we'd be happy forever. But a new love she's found.
Sit on the shore to weep and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love or kiss me
You were just listening to Here Today, is the title of the band, and the title of the song is Lonesome River. The album you're going to find that on actually is just the name of all the band members. David Grisman, Vince Gill, Herb Peterson, Jim Buchanan, and Emery Gordy Jr. Wow, that is an incredible lineup of musicians. Great pickers, great singers, and wow. It's incredible. Anyway, right before that, we heard from Eddie and Martha Adcock with a song for you called Amelia Earhart's Last Flight, and we're going to find it on the album called Many a Mile. Well, up next, we're going to listen to Larry Cordell, Carl Jackson, and Jerry Sally. They're going to do a song for you called Paper and Pen. Oh, gosh, this song absolutely rips my heart out. You'll see why. Anyway, we're going to find this one on an album called Lonesome Cafe.
There's a letter in a shoebox in a dresser she keeps locked, but she's never read it all the way through. It was the last one he wrote her. She was sure it was over from all that he told her in the first line or two. He said times are hard now, got some things left to sort out, and a man and his freedom don't easily part. That's where she stopped reading. Her soul was bleeding, so she chose her weapon and went for his heart. With paper and pen, she got her last words in. I never was the lie she wrote him. He couldn't believe the
the reply he received. What a sad tragedy for good love to end.
Ah, who needs a knife when you can take someone's life with paper and pen? Well, they say he went crazy. In just a few days he got on the bottle and went out of his mind. To this day she don't know. In the letter that he wrote, he asked for her hand in the very last line. With paper and pen, she got her last words in. I never loved you was the lie she wrote him. He couldn't the reply he received. What a sad tragedy for good love to end. Ah, who needs a knife when you can take someone's life with paper and pen? Someone's alive with paper and pen.
Well, you were just listening to Jimbo Whaley and Greenbrier with Smoky Mountain Memories, and that is the title of the album as well. Right before that, we heard from Larry Cordle, Carl Jackson, and Jerry Sally with Paper and Pen. I think Carl Jackson is the one who actually wrote that song. I'm not sure. All three of these guys are incredible songwriters and singers, as well, as you heard. Oh, that song just kills me, though. Absolutely kills me. Why couldn't she just finish the letter? I say that every single time. Anyway, you can find this one on an album they did together called Lonesome Cafe. Well, folks, I've got time for just one more song. We're going to finish out the end of the show with a song from Kathy Mattea. She's going to do a song for us called Blue Diamond Mines, and we're going to find this one on her album called Coal. It's an incredible album. Represents kind of the whole idea of bluegrass music, mountain music, coal mining. She did just a fantastic job with it. So if you kind of like that mountain music type sound, that high lonesome, which is typical in bluegrass, but kind of the older, I don't know, theme, if you will. But nonetheless, you will definitely find that on this album. She did a great job with it. Well, folks, my name's Courtney Petrie. You've been listening to Bluegrass Highway on KRVS 88.7 FM. Feel free to email me at bluegrasshighway@gmail.com. Folks, y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time. Dream.